I'm Steve McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Lovenia, L-O-V-E-N-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Address is 655 Andrews Road, Chester, California, 96020. Contact phone 775-501-2075. ID is XXXXX5058. Date of birth 5/4/1953. 68-year-old. Single, Seneca District employee, insurance is Medicare / Anthem Blue Cross, pharmacy is Walmart, Anderson 530-251-2100, Lassen Drug in Chester. It is addressed to Dr. Roy Bishop, M.D. Below that, Argyle Medical Group, 100 Independence Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973-0258. Phone is 530-890-130, fax 530-890-142. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of possible cognitive changes. Subparagraph, findings of abnormal brain imaging. Subparagraph, previous history of positive testing for Lyme-like disorder. Dear Dr. Bishop, thank you for referring Lovenia Smith for neurological evaluation. She was seen initially on June 25, 2021, with follow-ups on September 28, 2021, and November 5, 2021. New paragraph, due to some administrative difficulties, type transcriptions were not returned. New paragraph, Lovenia presents with a clinical history of developing some cognitive impairment symptoms. Subparagraph, she did complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires, reporting a substantial reduction in focus concentration, trouble with some decision making, reduced task initiation, making simple mistakes, difficulty with word finding, difficulty with mental tracking, difficulty with common recollection, some difficulty with remembering phone numbers, names of familiar persons, clarity of thinking, thought formation, having to work very hard to pay attention. New paragraph. As you may remember, she was previously evaluated for Lyme and Lyme-like disorders. And while the Lyme testing was not critically positive, Her testing for Bartonella showed a positive Western blot. With a number of subtypes being positive for Elizabethia, Elizabethae, Visoni, Visonii, and genus species. Her testing for Rickettsia Borrelia, Anaplasma, Bartonella, those other Bartonella. Babesia, was otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph, additional laboratory testing, including comprehensive chemistry panel, complete blood count. Iron and ferritin studies. Thyroid function in reverse T3. Thyroid antibodies and nutritional screening, including vitamin B3. Were all within normal limits. Her vitamin 25 hydroxy vitamin D level was slightly subphysiologic, and B12 was in the low but borderline range. New paragraph. High resolution 3D brain neuroquant study was completed and only showed a few punctate left paraventricular ischemic white matter foci, nonspecific, some susceptibility artifact in the left temporal horn due to volume averaging with the choroid plexus, and no evidence of any significant hippocampal volume loss. New paragraph. Her past medical history was essentially unremarkable other than childhood illnesses. A review of systems revealed hair thinning, a history of some constipation and flatulence. Comma, history of some reduced bladder control. Sometimes panic symptoms when stressed, some neck stiffness, previous history of bladder infection, 3 successful pregnancies, a family history of emphysema and stroke, she is widowed with her husband dying at age 64 from esophageal cancer. New paragraph, family history is reported to be positive for arthritis, other cancers, and a history of heart disease on the maternal side. New paragraph, she's completed high school and college. New paragraph, she reported that she was taking alcohol moderately, two beers and some other alcohol. New paragraph, she reported no occupational concerns other than some difficulty performing her job at work due to reduced attention. New paragraph, she's had no significant operations, hospitalizations, or adverse outcomes. New paragraph, her neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms, dash general, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, reduced appetite, disequilibrium, reduced memory, sometimes tinnitus, head, no symptoms reported, neck, some myospasm, and stiffness, upper back and arms, comma, middle back, comma, low back, comma, shoulders, comma, elbows, comma, wrists, comma, hips, comma, ankles, comma, feet, no other symptoms reported. New paragraph, neurological review of systems. She denies unusual stiffness, tremor. New paragraph, she denied visual difficulty, loss of hearing, problems with the smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or speech, recurrent motor weakness, paresthesias, numbness, tingling, unusual lightheadedness, near syncope, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph. Her neurological examination shows that she is mildly obese, a otherwise well-developed and nourished middle-aged woman who, during her evaluation interview, is alert-oriented and appropriate from the clinical circumstances. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are unremarkable. New paragraph, her motor examination shows normal bulk tone and strength, proximally and distally, bilaterally. New paragraph, sensory examination was intact, pinched up, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are preserved at 2 over 4 without pathological signs. New paragraph, her ambulatory examination is fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, Romberg is unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Lavinia Smith presents with a history of recent treatment for Lyme-like disease. New paragraph, as a consequence of weeks of treatment, I've asked her to discontinue the medications, which she has done without complication. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, reevaluation follow-up laboratory testing will be accomplished for specific biomarkers. New paragraph. She gave an additional history today that she has stopped taking her vitamins, although she does take some supplements, including a vitamin D supplement. New paragraph, in consideration, and some B12. New paragraph, in consideration of this, I am ordering a women's therapeutic vitamin for women over 50 that she'll pick up locally at her pharmacy. New paragraph, when she returns for MedCheck follow-up in a few weeks, we will see if her symptoms of inattention have not improved. New paragraph, if not, I will consider additional medication, including a antidepressant/stimulant that may be beneficial therapeutically, considering her clinical history and risk factors for some depression. New paragraph, her sleep testing was not remarkable, and showed no evidence of any sleep apnea, but there was some evidence of some arterial desaturation during sleep below 89% SaO2, for which a trial of oxygen therapy might be beneficial. However, she will need a formal sleep study, and same with my professional signature.